We know a month is gone.
每次一到圣餐的时候，就知道又过了一个月了。
It just happened. The timing is really good.
让我们知道这个时间也很奇妙。
The last time when we had communion, we were talking about our church vision.
那上一次上个月我们圣餐的时候，就讲到了我们教会的意向。
And many people now, I think.Really understand the church vision.
那我相信我们现在教会都已经听到，已经基本上能背熟这个教会的印象了哈。
But we only quote half of the church vision.
但是呢，我们只是找到了前半个意象而已。
We always say connecting people with Jesus.
因为我们总是在说要引发与神的相遇。
And we've forgotten the beginning bit.
啊，我们总是说要使人连结耶稣，却忘记说引发与神的相遇。
Also, we are responsible for initiating an encounter.
因为我们有这样的责任，要引发人与神的相遇。
Now, the difference is this.
不同的是。
So today I'm going to talk about initiating encounter.
所以今天我们的重点是前半句哈，引发与耶稣的相遇。
When we connect people with Jesus, is what like Dong Dong say, we just take them to an event or talk to them about Jesus.
当我们说呢，让人跟耶稣连接的时候，就像刚才东东所说的，我们带他们去参加一些各种节目啊，跟他们认识。
We tell them testimony, give them the gospel.
跟他们讲讲见证啊，然后跟他们说说福音。
Initiating an encounter is an experience.
但是引发与基督的相遇是让他自己经历到。
We need to be confident that God can use us as a vessel.
我们需要很自信的知道神会用我们当器皿的。
That through us,
借着我们
people can experience Jesus.
人能够经历到耶稣。
Even though it is us,
就算好像是我们在做事的。
But through us, they can encounter Jesus in us.
但借着我们，人就跟耶稣有相遇了。
Because Jesus lives in us.
因为耶稣在我们里面。
And if Jesus is in us, we can shine.
如果基督在我们里面，我们就能有基督的光发出来。
Jesus said, "Don't keep it under the basket."
所以耶稣说，你不要把它拦在放在篮子下。
Don't hide it.
不要藏起来。
So through our actions,
而是要接着我们的行为。
We can help people to experience Jesus.
我们可以引发别人与耶稣的相遇。
Not only to connect them, but help them to experience, really experience Christ.
不光只是跟他们连接上了，而是让连接以后，让他们跟耶稣真的有一个经历。
Amen. The reason why they need to experience, because we need to validate, they need to validate, we need to validate that Jesus is alive.
那我们为什么一定强调他们有这个经历呢？是让他们自己非常的确认、确认、再确认耶稣的好和存在。
If Jesus is not raised from the dead, then there's nobody to encounter.
如果神没有从死而复活的话，那就没有人去相遇了。
Right? That's why you can't encounter God's wife, because they are not alive.
你不可能去跟一个死的神相遇，只有跟一个活的神才会相遇。
But if Jesus is alive,
但是我们的耶稣是活的神。
And it proves that he is resurrected.
所以他就证明了他是死而复活的。
Risen from the dead.
是从死里复活的。
Then I should be able to experience him in my life.
那我就会在我的生命中真实的经历到他。
That is the privilege for all Christians.
这是每个基督徒的特权。
Don't go to heaven.Without experiencing Christ, when we can experience here on earth,
都不要等到上天堂了才发现，哎呦，原来我在地上都还没有跟耶稣有过什么经历。
The Bible say we have an advocate, a helper called the Holy Spirit.
圣经教我们说，我们有一个帮助者叫做圣灵。
And through him,
借着他
we can encounter Jesus.
我们可以跟基督有真实的相遇的经历。
And if we can encounter Jesus,
如果我们跟基督有这样的经历的话
we can initiate, we can help other people to encounter Jesus.
那我们同样也可以引发别人与耶稣有这样的相遇。
So the most important part of why we say initiating an encounter is because we want every person to experience the living Jesus.
我们为什么当时要说引发与耶稣的相遇？是因为我们希望每个人都真实的在自己的经历中间经历到跟神的关系。
It's no good to walk into a church seeing a Jesus hanging on the cross.
如果你只是去到教会，然后看到墙上的十字架上挂了一个假耶稣的话
，Because Jesus is no longer hanging on the cross.
因为我们的耶稣已经不挂在墙上了。
Jesus is not buried anywhere.
他也不是在埋在地底下的神了。
He's alive.
他是一个活的神。
Amen.And that is why, brothers and sisters, if we do not encounter the living Jesus, then our faith is nothing but a religion.
如果我们不跟耶稣有这样的经历的话，那我们的信心就根本不是信心，那叫做宗教主义了。
Powerless.
就成了没有能力的宗教。
You see, our job is to reveal the living Christ.
我们的工作就是把神展现出来。
Because we are His body.
因为我们就是他的身体。
We carry the living Christ in our own hearts.
我们的里面就住着主耶稣他自己。
We can lead people to encounter Jesus.
我们可以引发别人与耶稣的相遇。
Therefore, to experience Him,
去经历他，在他的个人关系上经历耶稣基督。
There are two ways, the people, two main ways that people can encounter Jesus through you.
那有两种方法呢，你可以帮助人去引发跟基督的相遇哦。
One is through the power of God.
第一呢，是靠神给的能力。
We as a vessel.The power of God can flow through us.
我们作为器皿，神的能力可以借着我们来发出。
The very fact that the power of God is actually another word for the living Christ.
那其实我们讲到的神的能力，就是活着的基督这两个词其实是一致的。
The power that the gospel, the apostles preached, and the signs and wonders that follow, is proof that validates that Jesus is alive.
所以当使徒们他们在讲道的时候，然后神迹就跟随着而来，更加的去证实耶稣是活着的神。
That is why we preach the gospel not with the power of man but the power of God, because the power of God is Jesus resurrected.
所以当我们来传福音的时候，我们靠的不是人的能力，靠的是神的能力，是基督复活的能力。
Amen. So that is supernatural.
这是超自然的。
Through the supernatural of GodWe can demonstrate that Jesus is alive.
我们借着超自然的能力，让人看到耶稣真是活的神。
And that is how the gospel was preached in the book of Acts. And so we should preach the gospel like that as well.
所以这才是真正的传福音，就像《使徒行传》里头的福音那样，我们也应该这样传。
Like Paul says, we do not persuade people with wisdom and with eloquent speech.But with the power of God.
我们不是要靠着自己的好像有智慧的言语去劝别人来信主，而是借着彰显神的大能来做。
People say, like in Romans, it says the word of God is the power.
罗马书说神的话语就是能力。
True.
是的。
But you've got to preach the word with power.
但是我们在真的传这个话语的时候，就是要有能力也跟着来啊。
Some people, when they preach the word,They preach it as though it's dead.
那有的人在传这个话语的时候，可能完全是死气沉沉的。
As though there is no power in the word.
因为里面我没有能力彰显出来。
And we call that religion.
我们就叫这样的东西叫做宗教。
We do not want to give people a religious experience.
我们不想让人在宗教上来经历神。
We want to give them the living power of God.
我们让他经历这活生生的能力来自于神的。
And that is why the Holy Spirit came after Jesus ascended.From heaven.
所以主耶稣升天以后，圣灵才需要下来。
Because in the Pentecost, Jesus, the Holy Spirit came because Christ was resurrected.
所以在五旬节的时候，圣灵来，因为基督已经复活。
The Holy Spirit is the power of God.
圣灵就是神的能力。
The Holy Spirit is the power of resurrection.
圣灵就是复活大能的彰显。
The Holy Spirit is the power of God.
圣灵就是神的能力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.And we have the power.
我们有这样的能力。
Because he did not come upon an object, he came upon the church.
神的能力没有到一个东西上，他是到整个教会的身体上。
The Holy Spirit came on individuals.
他是到了每个人的里面。
And when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, we have the power of the resurrection.
当我们里面被圣灵的能力充满，我们就有着复活的能力彰显出来。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, when you live with the power of God, and when you see the power of God demonstrated often and regularly, you are alive as a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你们彰显出神的能力在你的里面，神的生命在你的里面把它彰显出来的时候，别人就能看到活的耶稣。
And that is why when we pray for people,
所以当我们为人祷告时，
And when we lay hands on people,
当我们按手在人身上时，
when that person gets healed,
当这人得医治时，
when we speak the word of prophetic word that really hits the heart and it comes to pass,
当我们说到有预言性的话语时，打动了他们的心的时候，
they've encountered Christ,
他们自己就与耶稣相遇了，
through us,
借着我们的
言语。Many times when I did that in my ministry, people thank me afterwards, but they thank God most of all. They always thank God.
所以每次当这样的事情在我的事工中发生的时候，他们可能隔一阵子以后会来谢谢我，但他们总是把荣耀归给神。
We don't get the glory.
我们不得荣耀的。
Because we human beings can't do anything.
因为我们人本来就做不了什么。
But we can say to Jesus, though, use me.
但是我们可以跟主耶稣说，主啊，你来使用我们。
Let your power flow through me.
让你的能力借着我们出来。
Let my hand be your hand.
让我的手成为你的手。
Let my mouth be your mouth.
让我的嘴成为你的嘴。
Let me speak words of living Christ.
让我说出那永活神的道。
Words of living God.
永活神的道。
Amen. That means that's how when we open our mouth, let living water come out.
所以当我们打开我们的嘴的时候，就让那活水从腹中涌出来。
Amen.As Christ comes from us.
那是基督借着我们流了出来。
The second way we can demonstrate encounter to people is when we love them and when we do a good deed.
那第二种能够引发人跟耶稣相遇，就是当我们去爱他们，借着好行为在爱。
Especially,
特别是
when you do it in God's timing.
在神的时间里面做对时间的那种爱。
Amen. When I was running a department,
在我以前呢还在工作的时候
I was looking for a pharmacist.
我那时候在找一个药剂师
and somebody told me about a Filipino that is looking for a job.
当然就有一个人告诉我说有个菲律宾人在找工作
So I got the email.
然后我当时就收到他的邮件了
And I really prayed.
然后我当时就一直祷告
And I prayed.
祷告
I said, Lord, let this job go to somebody.
主啊
really knows you.
让这个工作祝福一个真的认识你的人
that really is looking towards you.
那个特别在寻求你的人
And so by faith I sent an email saying, Are you looking for a job?
然后我当时就凭着信心跟他直接写邮件说你是不是在找工作
And eventually, long story, that person got a job.
后来就反正就是把长的放短的说他最后得到了工作
It turns out to be a good Christian.
原来他是一个很委身的基督徒
a sister who plant churches in Philippines.
是一个在菲律宾能够种植教会的一个姊妹
And she said to me,
她对我说
The night before I got the email,
她说在我拿到你的邮件之前那一晚
I was praying to God, Lord, give me a job.
我在跟神祷告要工作呢
And she said, I don't know how, I don't know where.
但是我当时真的不知道从何开始，从哪开始。
So I prayed and I went and I put my CV together.
所以我刚刚才把我的 CV 做好。
And then I went to bed.
然后我就去睡觉了。
When I woke up,
等我起来的时候
I saw your email.
我就看到你的邮件了。
Are you looking for a job?
你说你直接问我你有没有要找工作。
Can you imagine?
你们可以想象吗
?How that person actually felt.
你知道那个人的什么感觉吗
And that's why sometimes when we do an act of good deed,
所以当我们有一个好行为的时候
we pray about it,
在我们的祷告中间
before you give your money away, pray who to give it to.
你把钱拿出来之前你要祷告这个钱到底要祝福谁
when you want to do a good deed, before you get out of the house, say, Lord, use me.
当你要想有个好行为的时候你出门前你就跟神说主啊你来使用我
when you go and visit someone, use me.
你去造访别人的时候你说主啊来使用我
so, not only are you doing a good deed but do it so that it's the timing it's so that you because you don't know what's going on in people you don't know what your good deeds are doing but God knows
所以我在讲的不是说光是好行为哦，我是说有神的时间内的好行为
Amen Like I told this famous story everybody'sheard it many, many times.
就比如说我的有另外一个故事你们也是听了不知道多少遍了。
One day I was in my kitchen.
有一天我在厨房里。
I took a deep breath.
我当时就深深呼一口气。
I would love those chili oil that my brother made.
我说我好想吃我那个兄弟给我做的那个辣椒酱啊。
That makes.
然后我很想。
I just thought about it.
我就只是想了一想哦。
I looked to heaven, I just took a breath. I said, Lord, I love a pot of that.
然后我就是直接望着天说主啊要是有辣椒酱就好了
And literally a few days later my brother took a pot of chili oil
几天后我的兄弟就带着我要的那一瓶辣椒酱来了
He said brother uncle so and so made this for you the other day he just had the desire to make it for you
你知道吗就是某某人他说他就是想为你做这个辣椒酱那一天他特别有很强烈的感动要为你做这个辣椒酱
Yes I receive a good deed
所以我当时就已经收到了一个好行为
It's just a pot of chili oil
看似好像只是一瓶辣椒酱
But that day I encounter God
但是我那一天我觉得我跟神相遇了
Amen. it was no ordinary chili oil. So every time when I take a scoop, I go, thank you, Jesus.
这可不是普通的辣椒酱哦。每当我尝上那一口的时候，我就会大声的赞美神。
You can imagine that pot of chili oil, how many times I thank Jesus for.
你要是想想那么一小瓶的辣椒酱，我每一勺每一勺就谢了耶稣多少次。
Amen?So in order to initiate an encounter, it can be something supernatural.
所以如果我们要引发与耶稣的相遇，有时候是超自然的。
Or it could be an act of love.
有的时候只是一个爱的好行为。
Just phoning somebody up.
有时候可能就是给人打个电话。
Just writing them a letter.
可能只是给他写一封信。
Because you don't know what's going on.
因为你也不知道发生什么。
Or just doing something good.
就是随便的想做点善事而已。
You never know whether that act is actually the timing. It seems as though God has called you to do.
你也许想都想不到，也许那一刻正好是在神的时间内，正需要你行动的那一刻。
Amen? But don't just do good deeds.
所以我不是说只是当然就是好行为哦。
Do it in good timing.
一定要在神的时间内有好的行为。
A few years back, my wife and I were in the restaurant.
以前呢，我跟我的太太有一次在吃饭，在餐馆。
And we noticed, right, and our next table, a girl and his parents, and it says 10, means the girl was 10 years old. She was having a celebration.Her birth, she was 10 years old with her parents.
所以当时我们隔壁的桌子上呢，就是有一个十岁的小女孩过生日，她和她的爸爸妈妈在一起庆祝她的生日。
And in my heart, I felt.
我的心里觉得。
The Holy Spirit said, 八个红包给她。Just give her a red packet, 来一些。
然后当时我的心里就很有感动，说要发个红包给那个小女孩。
Now, it just so happened, Suzanne had.A red packet in a bag.
正好呢
What's the chance of her carrying one?
这个就是很难得一见的。我的太太的包里正好有那个包利是红包的那个小
信封。So we took it. We put £10 in it.
所以我们就打开了，然后就放了£10进去。
And we said to the parents, "Excuse me, we are Chinese."
然后我就对当时那个父母说我们是中国人。
And on birthdays, we give out.Lacey, right?
那我们呢就有一个习惯，就是一到过年过节就会给人红包。
Can we give it to your daughter?
我们可以把这个红包给你女儿吗
？You could imagine they go, of course.
你可以想象他们当时的表情，受宠若惊，然后就说
then,
当然可以。
And then we said to the little girl, "Do you know you are so special?"
我们当时对那个女孩说，你知道你有多么特别吗
？That Jesus loves you so much.
耶稣这么的爱你。
And here's a little present.
这是我给你的小礼物。
She took it.
他当时就拿到以后，特别开
心。Now, who knows?
你怎么知道
？Who knows whether she felt an encounter with Christ?
你怎么知道他也许当时就跟耶稣有了相遇呢
？Who knows whether this event will have an impact in her life in the future?
谁知道呢？也许这个就种了一个种子，也许以后他还记得这件事情。
Amen. So don't just.Give things away. Pray about it.
所以不是光拿东西给别人呢，
要祷告啊。Because it's much more meaningful.
因为你在神的时间里做就很有意义的。
Because you don't, because you're helping people on behalf of Christ.
因为你在
so that people see your gift coming from Jesus, not from you. The £10 came from Jesus, not from me.
所以你是代表基督在送礼物，你代表基督在给那个红包，你是代表基督的人。
Amen. It's so easy.
很简单的，对吗？
You just need to carry a sensitive heart towards God.
你只需要对神稍微敏感一点就好了。
And life becomes exciting.
然后生命就变得突然很叫人兴奋。
Amen. Ready to be used.
随时可以被神使用。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at some scripture.
让我们来看看经文。
In Acts chapter 4.
在使徒行传第四章。
And we read over and over again the apostles.Preach with signs and wonders for the resurrection of Christ.
我们反复的能够读到，每当使徒去传道的时候，都会有神迹奇事跟着他们，都能看到耶稣复活的大能彰显。
They were initiating an encounter.
他们就是在那里引发与神的相遇。
Of the risen Christ.
是耶稣的，我们的主耶稣。
You discover in the Book of Acts that is the only message they preach.
你要是不停的在读这个使徒行传，你就发现一直在重复这样的一个信息。
It was Christ and His resurrection.
是关乎于耶稣的复活的讯息。
Verse 1 And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captains of the temple, the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming Jesus the resurrection from the dead.
彼得和约翰正向百姓说话的时候，祭司们、守殿官和撒都该人都来了，就很烦恼，因为使徒们教导百姓，传扬在耶稣的事上证明有死人复活。
Now when we initiate an encounter,
当我们去引发与神的相遇时，
you have two reactions.
你会有两种反应。
One is the person in need is so grateful.
一个是那个被有需要的人，他很感恩。
They encounter Christ.
因为他们与基督相遇
了。Their life potentially will change.
他们的生命可能从此就改变了。
The second reaction.
还有第二种反应呢？
Is the devil hates you.
就是呢，魔鬼会恨死你哦。
Amen. So he will try and stop you.
他会用各种方法来阻止。
And for the apostles, the religious leaders.Who started persecuting them.
所以在这些使徒行传里面，那些宗教的那些领袖们就一直在逼迫他。
And in my experience, it is often the religious people that try to stop you.
经常在我的真实的经历中间，确实是那些比较有宗教主义思想的人，他们会专门来阻止你。
They will say to you, after the book of Acts,God does not do miracles anymore.
他会跟你说，《使徒行传》以后，神就不做神迹了。
But my question is, God never changed.
我的问题就是，那我们的神从来没变过啊。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他是昨日、今日、以后永在的神。
2,000 years ago, they need miracles.
2,000 年前，他们需要神迹。
Today, we need even more miracles.
那今天的我们更需要啊。
So we need God even more.
所以我们更需要神了。
Amen. So there is always an opposition.
所以总是有逼迫和压迫。
That's why initiating an encounter, we got to be prepared to be criticized.
所以如果我们要引发与神的相遇，我们就要做好最被批评的准备。
When we do an act of kindness, be prepared to be judged.
当我们有一些好行为的时候，我们也要预备好有人会论断。
Amen. Don't expect everybody to, oh, well, well done, you know.
你不要想象所有的人那么好啊，跟你说哇，你做的真棒哎。
Don't let that put you off.
小心哦，然后有这样的心理准备，所以你当时候不会灰心。
You say to the devil, "You're jealous."
你就跟魔鬼说啊，你是在嫉妒我吗
？You can't stop me.
你打倒，你不能停止的，
carry,
你不能停止我的。
To carry Jesus.
不能停止我能够这样带着耶稣，代表耶稣。
To carry His presence to people that need Him.
来带着耶稣的同在给那些有需要的人。
And so the religious leaders started persecuting.The apostles.
所以这些宗教领袖就开始逼迫使徒。
You see, in verse 8 says, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning the good deed done to the crippled man, but by what means this man had been healed?
那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说，民间的官长和长老啊，倘若今日我们被查问，是因为在残障的人身上所行的善事，就是这人怎么得了痊愈。
And so they try to quieten Peter. Peter became even more bold.
所以这些宗教领袖呢，是想让彼得小点声，然后没想到彼得就更加勇敢，大声说了。
Verse 10 says, Let it be known to all you and all the peopleOf Israel, that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you.
接着彼得说，那么你们大家和以色列全民当都知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉在十字架，神使他从死人中复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Basically, Peter was saying, "You, the one that you crucified, is now alive."
所以彼得是在说，你当时钉死的那个拿撒勒人耶稣，今天是活着的。
And he is responsible for this man who is crippled. Now he stand before you, well healed.
他才是那个让这个残障的人得痊愈的。他今天站在你面前得痊愈，是因为这个耶稣。
And verse 33.
然后
we great and because then they were threatened.
然后他们就继续威胁他们。
They were told to not to preach Christ anymore.
他们告诉他们不要乱传基督。
What did the apostles do?
然后当时使徒干了什么？
They preach even more.
他们就更多更多的去传。
And it confirms in verse 33 of the same chapter, with great power, the apostles giving the testimony of the what? Resurrection
最后看看
of the Lord Jesus and great grace was upon them all.
最后发生什么了呢？我们直接跳到33节就能看见，使徒以大能见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙了大恩。
Here it's clear the power of God testifies the resurrection of Christ.
这里太容易看到了，就是神的大能在见证主耶稣基督的复活。
And the only reason why we got the book of Acts today.
今天我们还有使徒行传能读。
It's not so that we read it and say, oh, wasn't it good in those days?
不是要你说，哎呀，那个时候的人真好啊，真幸福啊。
If it's true, then none of the Bible means anything to us because it's all past tense.
那如果过去时就是这样意味着这样的东西，那圣经前面的书都不要读算了。
The reason why it's recorded is so that the Holy Spirit tells us, if that's what I do in the book of Acts, I can do it here today.
如果今天在使徒行传里能够看见，那就证明圣灵在对我们说，我当年能够做这样的事情，今天照样可以做。
And indeed he does.
今天当然他要做。
And it's wonderful to be used by him.
当然很，就是能够被神使用是多大的一个特权。
I told this story before. I had a meal with two of my friends, and as we were walking towards the Victoria Station,
当我跟你们讲过我这样的一个故事，我当时跟我两个朋友去吃饭，然后我们就经过了 Victoria 的那个车站。
We saw a blind woman standing by the traffic light.
我们当时看到一个盲的女，眼盲的女人站在那个灯前。
For some reason, my two friends said, Joshua, can you help her to cross the road?
所以当时我的朋友就说，哎，你能不能？我朋友对我说，你能不能帮那个女人过一下马路
？My initial reaction, why me?
我当时第一个反应是叫我干什么
you two lazy people do
你们这些懒人为什么你不去做
so I just said, okay.
然后我说那我做吧
They walked on, and I said, Can I help you?
然后我就那两个朋友就往前走
the moment
我就对这个盲人说 我能帮你吗
Holy Spirit became
我一说了这个话圣灵马上就给了我一个确据
I realized she's a Christian
我意识到她原来是个基督徒
I said, Sister, you are a Christian
我就对她说姐妹你是基督徒
She said, yesYes,
他当时就那个盲人就说：“是的，
I said, the Lord sent me to tell you this.
神要我来这样跟你说。
He said, your life is not hopeless.
你的生命不是没有希望的。
You, yes, then I just said things to her in her life.
然后我就当时对她的生命说了一些事情。
And she stood by the Victoria Station, tears flow from her eyes.
她当时在车站的时候就是满脸泪水。
And she was praising the Lord.
然后她在感谢主。
Because I spoke a word that she was asking the Lord.
因为我给她说的话正好是她可能祷告问神的那句话。
See, it's an ordinary to my friends to just help blind ladies.
所以在我朋友的眼里好像是件很平常的事情你帮助一个盲人过一下马路。
But that day was an encounter for that lady.
但是那一天却是那个女人那个盲人第一次与神就是又再次引发了她跟神的相遇。
We've witnessed, we can testify that Christ is alive.
我们就再次见证了我们的基督是复活的神。
We just have to be willing.
我们只是需要愿意。
And we just have to be available.
我们也需要有空，有这个机会。
Amen. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
那我们来看看马太福音二十五章。
Here is Jesus talking. Jesus is telling his disciple about the end time.
耶稣呢是在跟他的门徒们在讲到末日的事情。
And he talked about the 10 virgins.
他讲到了那十个童女。
Then Jesus talked about in the end time, God will separate the people into like he separates goat and sheep.
他也讲到在末日，神会把人分成两批，有绵羊和山羊。
The goats on the left hand and the sheep on the right hand.
左边有山羊，右边有绵羊。
Then what Jesus said was astonishing.
然后耶稣所讲的话叫人很震惊。
You would have thought he was speaking something a great mystery.
别人会以为他要讲一个什么很深妙、深奥的东西。
Some deep theological exposition.
很深的那种神学专家才会讲的东西。
And yet,
但是
he talks about the people on the right hand.
他就开始说那在右手边的那些人
the sheep.
那些绵羊们。
You visited me, as he said,You visited me when I was in prison. You fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked.
他就对他们说，我在饿的时候，你们就有来喂我；我渴了，你们有给我喝；我在外头流浪，你就给我住。
Jesus is talking about us.
耶稣是在对我们说话。
Because we are the sheep.
因为我们是他的绵羊。
We will be surprised. A lot of things that we've done in our lives, good deeds that we have done, we didn't realize We're doing it for Christ.
很多时候，等我们都不知道，我们可能只是随心不小心做的一件事情，其实我们都做在了主的身上。
Never feel every good works that you do is a waste of time.
从来不要觉得你所做的任何一件好事，最后浪费了时间。
Even when people take advantage of you.
就算有人占你便宜。
Even when you make mistakes.
就算你不小心做错，犯错了。
As a young Christian, I paid a lot of, what I call street university school fees.
那我在年轻的时候的基督徒呢，就所谓的发就赔就上了很多功课吧。
I've been scammed by a lot of Christians.
有很多就是基督徒骗我。
Who borrow money off me and never gave it back.
总是跟我借钱，然后借了又不还。
And who looks very very sad. I gave my I was generous. I keep giving.
他们每次都看上去好像很可怜，所以我就又舍不得，然后我又把钱给他们。
And then one day I realized I've been scammed.
最后我才发现我竟然被这些人骗。
My reaction was never ever.
然后我当时就意识到了，我说我再也不要。
I will never do it again.
我再也不要给你们钱了。
But that's how the enemy would try and stop you from doing good deeds.
这也是魔鬼在我们身上的，能怎么样去阻拦我们去做这种好行为的一个方法。
But I learned. Instead, you get up and say, "Okay."
然后我学会了。
They were just school fees.
他们这就是我的学费了，就当是付学费了。
I am now very wise.
我现在终于变聪明了。
So then people came to me. Can I borrow money of you?
然后又有人来问我说，哎，我跟你借点钱可以吗？
Of course.
然后我说可以呀。
Sign this letter first.
先写欠条先。
That you owe me XYZ and you will pay me by within these days.
欠条上要讲你具体的借了多少数目，具体的哪一天会还。
And it will be interest free.
然后我可以，我给你不收你的额外的 interest.
You know when people sign, they think twice.
然后你知道，当他们在签字的时候，他们想两遍。
You understand? I became wiser.
然后我就后来变聪明了一点。
And then as I got older,
然后我再成熟一点的时候呢
，Can I borrow money of you?
又有人说，我可以给你借钱吗
？I started saying why.
我就开始直接问为什么。
And then I graduated to no.
然后我终于毕业了，开始说不可以。
I got wiser.
然后我变得越来越聪明了。
It doesn't mean I no longer lend. I'm more sensitive and more wise.
我不是说我不借钱了啦，但是我只是更加懂得有点智慧了。
Don't let the devil stop you because of some Christian taking advantage of you or some scammers.
所以不要让魔鬼来阻止你，就是因为有基督徒可能想占你一点便宜啊，骗你啊。
Because you got to keep this vessel open.
你需要你的这个器皿能够去打开。
Don't let the enemy clog it up.
不要让敌人把你的那个路堵了。
With bitterness.
不要用苦毒堵他
Offense,
或者是被你的愤怒堵了
doubts,
或者你的怀疑堵住了
or pure meanness,
或者被吝啬堵住了
that you hold on to the pound so hard,
你就把那一磅钱抓得死死的
that King Charles is crying,
连国王都在哭
you're squeezing me too hard,
然后你把我掐得太疼了
let go,
你要放手
because you're giving it on behalf of God.
因为你是在代表着神在做的
keep your vessel open.
把你的器皿打开
Amen. And so we read here in this story.
所以我们在这里读到这个故事
Instead, Jesus chose these simple acts of good deeds as a way of distinguishing between sheep and goats. And that is why it's a warning.
所以耶稣用最普通的小事能够分开绵羊和山羊其实是一个很重要的提醒
because this parable this story is not about salvation by good works
这个故事不是关于你要靠好行为才得救哦
it's about if you are truly saved
是关乎你是不是真的得救了这件事情
Christ lives in you
如果基督真在你里面的话
then there's an urge
那里头就有一种冲动
there's a desire
就会有一种渴望
To do good.
想去有好行为出来。
I do good not because I'm good, because Christ lives in me.
我做好行为不是因为我是个好人，而是因为基督住在我的里面。
I know I need to be delivered more.
我知道我还需要有些是苦毒释放出来。
I know I need to do more.
我知道我还需要做更多。
But we need to do it through the best of our ability.
但是你是在你自己的力所能及的情况下做到最好。
Because if you are a sheep of God,
如果你是神的绵羊
our nature should be changing.
那我们的里头的那个人就会开始变化。
Our hearts should be towards Christ, what he wants to do.
我们的心就更加是在乎于神想基督想做什么。
And he looks at our good deeds.
他看我们的好行为。
Because we are not doing it for them.Than people in need, but we're doing it for Christ.
神看我们的好行为是做给那人看的呢，还是做给神知道的
？Verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothed you?
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你流浪在外留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿呢？
I bet you, I'm sure when we see Jesus, we're all going to be asked that question. When did we do that for you, Lord?
所以我相信我们见到主的那一天，也会跟主问，我们那天我有做这件事情吗？
What we don't want to hear,
你不想听到的是，
is what I have not written down here.
那就是我这里没有给大家看到的。
When I was naked, you did not clothe me. When I was in prison, you did not visit me.
是当我饿了，你没有给我吃；当我渴了，你没有给我喝；当我流浪在外，你没有给我住。
Amen. That means you might actually be a goat.
那你可能就是一个山羊了。
Are you really saved?
就真的你得救了吗？
Has Christ really transformed your heart?
神真的基督改变了你的心吗？
Amen.Verse 39 says, and when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them. I'll just stop there, go on.
又什么时候见你病了或是在监狱里来看你了呢？王就回答他们说。
Here, I stop here. Reason why is.
我停在这里有个原因。
Jesus is talking.
耶稣在说话。
In his time.
是他自己用他的节奏在说话。
But he called himself king.
但他自称自己是王。
Amen. Basically, he's talking about in the future, I'm going to be sitting on the throne as king.
他讲的是末世的时候，我会在神的宝座上面，一个王的身份这样问你。
And I'm going to ask you this question.
会这样问你问题。
When I was in prison, did you visit me?
我在监狱的时候，你来看我吗
？When I was hungry, did you feed me?
我在饿的时候，你有来给我吃吗
？When I was naked, did you clothe me?
在我赤身露体的时候，你有给我穿吗
？And you say, yes.
然后你说，主啊，我有。
Because I belong to SCC.
因为我是 SCC 教会的人。
And my pastor told us that.
然后我们的牧师有这样跟我讲哦。
Amen, brothers and sisters, don't say that I haven't told you.
你千万别以后别撒谎说我没有告诉你啊
I'm giving you the cheat sheet
我现在已经跟你说了怎么样去作弊啊你一定要记得我跟你说了哈
You can take a copy of the slides
你记得啊你要拿这个我的作弊的方式就你可以帮我今天的这个留档
when you go to heaven
当你那天见到主的时候
You know all the right answers
你就知道所有的正确答案哦
Amen live by them
你要按着这样的方式活
Because these are the important things
因为这些东西很重要
God is pleased with these sort of things
因为神看这样的事情特别开心
Amen That is why God was not pleased with Cain'sa sack offering.
所以我们的神现在已经不要我们在什么献祭啊牛羊这些了。
It was not his effort. It was just gather some vegetables. Gather some things that was already growing. It wasn't his.
他不要我们就是去把那些菜啊都拿好啊，然后把牛羊啊都牵来啊。
And he just gave it to the Lord. It wasn't even a sacrifice.
把这些什么牛羊啊、蔬菜啊给神，这不叫做真正的献祭。
God can see everything.
因为神是看穿每个人心的。
He can see our good deeds, and he will keep a record of what we have done.
他看的我们每一个的好行为，他都会给我们记录下来哦。
Things that you have forgotten years and years ago, he's got it recorded.
你以前可能做的什么事你自己都忘了，可是神却把它记下来了。
And it doesn't get corrupted. It will always be.
而且在天上永远都不会朽坏哦。
It's already there in heaven.
已经存在天上了。
It is written in your book.
是写在你的生命册里面了。
And the king one day will look at it.
有一天，我们的王会打开你的生命册说。
I was naked, but you clothed me.
说我当时没有衣服穿，你给我衣服穿。
I was hungry, you fed me.
我饿了，你有给我吃。
I was thirsty, you gave me.
我渴了，你当时有给我喝。
Wouldn't it be nice?
这样多好啊！
And then the king said, "Truly, I say to you, as you did to one of these least of these people, my brothers, you did it to me."
王回答他们说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
Here is proof that everything that we do, our good deeds, we do it for God.
这就是一个证明，我们好似看上去很不小心的一些好行为，都是做在神的身上
了。It is an offering to him.
是给神的献祭。
Even if a scammer scammed you of your money, right, it's an offering to God. They scammed God instead.
所以那些骗子来骗你的钱，其实你还是把你的献祭献给神了。他们最后骗的人是神。
Forget it. Learn from it.
所以就忘记那些所谓的学费好了。
Don't be offended by it.
但是不要为此来有防御。
Recover it.
我们可以从里面恢复回来
and then you carry on,
然后继续有这样的好行为
because we're doing it for God.
因为我们是坐在神的身上了
Amen. When, guess what? When we carry on doing good deeds,
当我们继续这样的有好行为的时候
One day Jesus might say, Hey, it's me.
有一天耶稣跟你说、hey, 是我哟
He may even manifest through the person that you're trying to do the good deeds.
说不定他会直接在那个人的身上给你彰显出来让你知道是他
Heidi Baker, when she first went to Mozambique, if you read her story, everybody thinks that missionary go to bless people. She said, no.I'm there to be blessed.
你知道当 Heidi Baker 她当初去做事工的时候她说每个人都讲说是我是来祝福你们的她说不我是那个被祝福的人
She said missionaries think that when they go to a poor country they're there to bless the people No, you're the one who's getting blessed
所以这些做事工的人他们去到一个很贫穷的国家以为是去祝福别人了其实那个施比受更有福
Because by feeding the poor by clothing the poorShe encountered Jesus.
是当他们喂那些食物给他们吃，渴了就给他们喝，然后流浪在外就给他们住的时候，他们是与神相遇的。
When she looked at the poor boy and the poor girl and the blind man and so on, they seen Jesus.
他们看到那贫穷的人，看到那盲人，他们看见了基督所做的事情。
You really do encounter.
你是在那里真的与神相遇。
I remember one time I was in an orphanage in Sri Lanka.
我记得在斯里兰卡的一个孤儿院
I tell you, I have encountered the love of Christ through the orphans.
我当时就是借着看着那些孤儿经历到了神的爱
Really, it's so different.
感觉很不一样的
You see, in those days, I didn't realize what I was encountering, but looking back, I've encountered the love of Jesus.
所以我当时呢自己本来做的时候我当时没意识到我有相遇个什么但是我现在回头一看我当时是与神相遇了
And when you leave the place, you are humbled.
所以你当你离开那个地方的时候你会更加谦卑了
Amen. When we do good deeds we're doing unto Christ and we can encounter Christ
当我们做好行为的时候坐在了基督的身上其实是我们也与神相遇了
And if we encounter Christ
当我们跟神相遇了
That person is also encountering Jesus in our midst
那个对方你服侍的人他也跟神相遇了
Everybody is encountering Christ
每个人都跟主相遇了
Amen. When I lay a hand on the sick, supernatural, I am also encountering Christ.
当我按手到病人的身上，然后看到了超自然的事情发生，连我自己都觉得跟神相遇了。
Do you know the one who's actually laying hands is also blessed?
你知道那个按手的人，他自己也觉得好蒙福的。
That's why we don't lose out.
所以我们就从来不会错失这种情况。
Amen. Hallelujah.And so Jesus confirmed, when we do the good deeds, you're doing it to me.
所以耶稣在这里确定地说，如果你们坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
And notice this.
注意哦。
The greatest commandment is love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then second is love your neighbor as yourself.
所以神的诫命是你要尽心尽意尽力爱你的神。然后第二点就是你要爱人如己。
Notice when we do a good deed to the poor,We're actually fulfilling one and two, first and second commandment.
所以当你去比如说帮助一个穷人的时候你会发现你把那两个诫命其实都一起完成了。
Can you see it? Can you see it?
你能看到吗?
When we clothe the poor,
当我们比如说给穷人穿上衣服
we're loving our neighbor as ourselves.
那我们就等于是爱我们的邻舍如爱我们自己。
But Jesus said, you're clothing me.
那耶稣说你其实就穿在我的身上了。
So we're also loving God at the same time.
所以我们以这样的行为就是在爱神。
Isn't that incredible?
是不是很奇妙?
And here's another tip.
再给你一个贴士。
When you stand before God when you get to heaven,
当你到天上见到神的时候
God will ask you,
神会问你说
What did you learn on the earth?
你在世上学到了什么呢?
And here is the right answer.
这里是一个最正确的回答。
Say, Lord,
主啊
I learned to love you,
我学会了爱你
and I learned to love people.
我也学会了爱人
God will say, indeed.
神会说确实是这样
Well done.
很棒忠心的仆人
Pass A plus.
你过了你可以进来了
Amen. And when I'm on the other side looking at you, You better give you the God the right answer.
那我知道我在那个天堂的那一边在看着你哦，你最好把正确答案说清楚哦。
Don't stand before God and boast about your achievements.
不要站在
Oh God, I built this great. I got this great A, whatever in my education. I become so famous, this and that. Don't tell him about that stuff.
你不要站在神的面前那天使劲吹牛吹你身上的事情哦。我拿到了什么什么什么奖项啊？我在世界上做了什么什么的好事哦。
What? He's interested in have you carried out my commandments.
其实神最想知道的就是你有没有行出我给你的诫命。
Did you learn to love me?
你学会了爱我吗？
And did you learn to love people?
你学会了爱人吗？
Amen. People say when you get to heaven, you can't take anything with you.
人说当你去到天堂的时候你也不能带走什么
Not true
不完全是哦
What you can take with you
你可以带走的是
Is love that you've learned
你学会的那个爱
And it will remain as it remain with you in eternity
它在永恒里面会永远跟你在一起的
Amen And finally in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16
马太福音五章十六节
Jesus reminds us this
耶稣基督这样提醒我们
In the same wayLet your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也要这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
When people encounter Christ through you,
当人因为你的原因跟基督相遇时
when they see the light.
当他们看见你的光
What is their reaction?
你知道他们的反应是什么吗
They give glory to God
他们会把荣耀归给神
Hallelujah, not to us
不是给我们哦
To God
是给神
Amen So brothers and sisters We need to initiate an encounter
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要引发人与耶稣相遇
Be a vessel for Jesus
成为耶稣的一个器皿
To do supernatural encounters
既做那些超自然的行为
or just an act of good deed,
或者就是那好行为
but do it for Jesus.
但是都是做在主的身上
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord Jesus, we are grateful to you
主耶稣我们真感恩你
for this opportunity to be alive in this earth
让我们还有这机会还活在这世上
that we can spend our lives, O God, doing things that pleases you
让我们可以再继续的花这一生来讨你的喜悦
to be able to see your kingdom at work
能够看到你的国度降临在这世上
use us Lord to do good deeds
主啊你使用我们来有好行为
every time when we do good deeds
当我们每次有好行为时
people see the light of Jesus in us
别人就能看到我们里面主耶稣你的光
and we ourselves we encounter Christ ourselves
那我们自己也如此跟你相遇了
Father be it a supernatural
天父啊给我们那超自然的相遇
or an act of good deed
也给我们那好行为的相遇
or just an act of love
还有那爱的相遇
whatever happens Lord
不管你要做什么主啊
help us to be vessels
帮助我们成为你的器皿
when we go to work tomorrow
当我们明天去上班时
when we travel around this next week
当我们开始去旅行时
give us an opportunity
主啊你给我们这样的机会
just to smile at someoneJust to say a kind word to someone.
哪怕是对人一个微笑，哪怕是跟人一个问候。
We never know, Lord.
我们永远都不会知道。
It could be you who are doing it to them.
是你在跟他们问候。
But help us in our small way or in a big way.
主啊，不管是那大事还是小事。
Let us shine, Jesus.
让你的光在我们里面发出来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
And I just pray for brothers and sisters. You have been offended by people who cheated you.
那我想为这些曾经受过伤的，可能有人骗过你来祷告。
I just ask for the God to heal your heart.
主啊，我们祷告你来照顾他们的心。
That you will continue to do good deeds.
让他能够继续能够有好的行为。
That you continue to love people that you always did have loved, because God is love you this way. He loves you this way.
你可以继续的去爱人，就像因为主耶稣是如此爱你。
God has given you the heart to love people.
神给了你这样的爱去爱人。
You've learned to love.
你已经学会了怎么去爱。
But the devil tried to hurt you.
但是魔鬼的力量却是让你去得伤害。
Tried to switch you off.
是想让你关门。
But today,
但今天
the Holy Spirit will empower you.
圣灵再次给你能力。
Not only to do good deeds.
不光是说是做好行为。
But God will use you as a supernatural vessel.
神也会借着你做那超自然的事情。
That you will help people to thrive.
让你能够帮助人继续前进。
Through your words of wisdom.
借着你所说的智慧的话语。
Through your kind acts.
借着你的好的行为。
You will transform families.
你会改变的人
的家庭。You will help families.
你会帮助家庭。
You will bless families.
你会祝福家庭。
You will bless the young and the old.
你会祝福那年轻的，也会祝福那年长的。
God will use you.
神会会用使用。
And there are no limits.
你没有任何的限制。
And I pray today.
神啊，我们今天祷告。
That God will enlarge your tent.
神会扩张你的
境界。Will enlarge you.
会扩张你的境界。
To make you realize you can do a lot more.
让你认识到你可以做的比现在还要多。
To glorify Jesus.
来荣耀神。
And at the end of the day.
在最后。
Many will raise up their hands before.
很多人都会在举起手来说。在神面前举手说。
And praise Jesus.
来给神荣耀。
Because of what you have done.
因为你所做的。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Fill the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be your holy habitation where your spirit is pleased to dwell.
That the Lord will release His anointing.
神会今天释放他的恩膏。
On those of you,
在那些人
who you love people and you really are generous.
你很爱人，然后你很慷慨的一个人。
But God's going to give you the anointing.
神今天要给你一个恩膏。
And that not only through your efforts.
不光是借着你个人的努力。
But God's going to give you supernatural ability.
会给你一个超自然的能力。
So that everything that you do,
所以你所做的事情
it will have a much bigger impact.
会有更大的能力。
For God's kingdom.
为了神的荣耀。
For God's blessing to others.
为了神的心想祝福他人。
So in the past, you are blessing the people.
以前呢，你也就一直这样在做，在祝福别人。
But God's going to accelerate, enhance that.
但今天神要给你加一个马力
so that each person that you bless
让你每祝福一个人的时候
it will have a much bigger impact than you could ever imagine
会有很几倍几倍的更大的力量是你想都想不到的
you will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit
你会对圣灵有敏感度
Father I just pray now for our brothers and sisters
主啊我们为我们这样的弟兄姊妹们祷告
that they will know the heart of the Holy Spirit
让他们能知道圣灵你的心
And that whenever they do a good deed,
不管他们所做的是什么样的好行为
when they love those who are in need,
当他们去爱那些有需要的人
and when they love those people who are, like the Bible says, the least of those,
当他去爱那弟兄中最小的一个时
that you can lift them up,
主啊你会提高他们
as though Jesus is lifting them up,
你会举起他们就像高举主耶稣一样
when they are crushed by society,
当他们被这 社会碾压的时候
when they areHurt by others.
当他们被别人蒙骗、欺骗、伤害的时候
But because of your good deed,
因为你的好行为
God's going to use you to lift these people up.
神会用你把那些已经碾压过的人再次拉起来
And help them to stand on their two feet once again.
帮助他们再次站起来
And if you're that person,
如果你是那个人
as we worship.
当我们这样被敬拜的时候
I want you to really sing with all your heart
我想让你真的打开你的心这样的敬拜
as your own prayer
像是你自己的祷告一样的唱。
And in your own heart, cry out, Lord, give me this anointing.
在你的心里头这样子对神说，主啊，给我这样的恩膏。
That every good deed that I do,
我所做的每一个好行为
，May you multiply the impact.
主啊，你来翻倍这样子的影响力。
And bless more people.
来祝福更多的人。
Because of what I do.
因为我所做的。
In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you honor our prayers.
主啊，奉耶稣基督的名，你来荣耀这样的祷告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit fill the warmth of your embrace.Holy habitation where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer the sacrifice of praise. With your spirit once again.
pray that everyone today here and people online,
我们今天在这里每一个人还有在网上听到的人,
that we're going to enjoy,
我们来享受,
initiating encounters,
来引发与神相遇的这件事情,
through your supernatural power,
借着你超自然的能力,
and through our acts of good deeds and love,
也借着我们的好的带爱的行为,
Father, whatever it is,
主啊,不管是什么,
I pray we will enjoy that encounter,
我们会来享受跟他,
and that we will want to do more,
我们想越做越多,
because we want more people to know Jesus,
因为我们想更多的人认识你,
and we want to connect more people to Christ,
我们想引发更多的人跟主相遇,
but in these coming weeks though,
所以在接下来这一周,
help us, O God, to have more encounters,
主啊,你帮助我们与你有更多的相遇,
so that we can really truly see you at work,
让我们真的是看到你的工作实行,
and you working through us,
你还借着我们这样的器皿来实行,
we thank you in Jesus' name,
主啊,我们谢谢你,奉耶稣的名,
I ask you to bless every person here,
你来祝福我们当中的每一个人,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐,如果你需要带到的话,可以到前面来。